Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Recording.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Friends, we've got a big show straight ahead for you today. Of course, on a day like today where we kick off a new week, there's always a lot to get to. But I've got a very special friend coming back to the microphone and excited to welcome back David Limbaugh. He joins me next. Keep it right here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio for this Monday.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we've got a big week and a programming note for you. Not only will I be doing the Kevin McCullough Radio Show, what you're listening to, what is syndicated on, 200 outlets nationwide. And then thank you to the USA Group for picking us up a few weeks back, making us available to their 700 stations now. Very excited about all of that. But also in the evening, we'll be doing Radio Night Live per normal. Tonight's Monday, so we do money subjects on Monday. But in between the two, if you have not yet downloaded the Salem News Channel app, you need to, because I will be filling in for Wilkow on Wilkow TV, Andrew Wilkow, another friend, for the duration of this week, as he has taken the grandbabies to go see Grandpa. We call him Phil Boyce around these parts. But you can catch me all week, 5 p.m. Eastern, hosting Wilkow TV. And then, of course, you want to keep the Salem News Channel app active, because my Saturday evening television broadcast comes your way there as well. So that's all straight ahead. It's a busy week. I've got so much to do, I can hardly think straight. But I am very, very glad to welcome my next guest. David Limbaugh is somebody who, if you know the name Limbaugh, then immediately you're associating it with his famous brother, who was, of course, the godfather of everything we know about talk radio in today's existence. We lost a great man when we lost his brother. But David himself has been a talented attorney, writer, columnist, and in recent years, he has done some of the best expositional work in uncovering church history, biblical doctrine, theological controversies. He has addressed in many of his recent books, and he has his latest one in that kind of vein. I am holding a copy of it here for you watching by radio, The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament, and I find it very, very fun to note that it is co-written by Kristen Limbaugh Bloom. I think that might be the very Kristen Limbaugh that was running around King's College and even helping us here at Salem, New York on occasion with a few of her flatmates at one point in time. David, welcome back. It is so good to have you.
Kevin, thank you so much. Long time, no talk.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
And let's talk about your princess. She's grown up, gotten married. She's working for one of your best clients, Mr. Hannity, and over at Fox News for much of what's called the workday.
Yes, and she is the one that works for Phil Boyce and you and all you guys, and thanks for that experience.
David, I want to talk to you about the book. I know you're excited about it. Your Jesus books have just been off the hook in terms of impactful, well-researched, well-documented, all the rest of it. But I have to ask you a couple of questions about what's going on in the world around us, because I know a lot of people are interested in your insights. And I don't know that I've had you on except maybe once since Rush passed. So, again, our condolences. And I know that you were very close to your brother, and you were a very big advocate for him. You represented him in all of his agency work and helped him get those contracts and all the rest of it. But I know that beyond that, he was a brother that you truly cared about.
Yeah, and we were close, and I did do his contract work. We texted all the time. Now, he couldn't talk on the phone very easily because of his hearing issue, but we did constantly text. So after he died, I mean, it was like a void for many, many, many reasons. But one practical reason was that every 5 minutes I'm thinking I got to share something with him, and my conscious mind doesn't realize he's passed away.
Oh, wow.
So it takes a microsecond to realize, oh, I can't text him.
Yeah. But,
and so just mundane stuff, not even necessarily political, just all kinds of things we talked about.
Yeah, we've got inflation like we've not seen since the Jimmy Carter era and maybe even beyond. We've got supply chain problems. We've got all kinds of other significant world affairs issues staring us straight in the eyes. We've got Iran with a burgeoning nuclear weapon. We've got China and Russia ganging up on us. We've got any number of you just point in any direction. We've got crime that's breaking out in every American city street, most of them run by Democrats, for instance. David, I've never seen it in the modern era this messed up, and it went downhill quickly. What's your assessment?
It is exactly yours, and I'm telling you, there's a common denominator that describes and explains every one of these existential threats to the United States, and that is that the Democrats are doing it deliberately. You can tick off every one of these problems, and they are either caused by Democrats and their policies directly, or they are exacerbated by Democrats and their policies. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
We've got this situation with China. They are a threat to us in every way. We've downscaled our military. China is building its military 6 times faster than we are. We have downscaled ours and gone to wokeism and not even prioritizing national defense. The crime in the cities is a direct result of liberal leftist prosecutors not willing to prosecute and changing the bail policies and demonizing police. So we've got civil unrest, as you said, in every city. In China, we have China buying up real estate, and they can close us off economically. We have farmland. We're the breadbasket of the world. China needs us. They need to deal with us. And Biden is deliberately allowing, and the Democrats are refusing to cooperate with Republicans in legislation to prohibit the sale to Chinese communist-related entities on our farmlands and other lands that are closely situated to our strategic nuclear sites where they could interfere with the communications and our very strategic nuclear capability. We have the worst one, maybe, is the green policy, which is utterly insane and makes no sense. And even if you didn't believe, like I do, that this climate change is pure idolatry and fantasy, even if you believe we can interfere with the global thermostat, you would have to understand that what we're doing is not effective. Even if we implemented the Kyoto, by the way, even if we implemented the draconian provisions of the Kyoto Protocol, we couldn't change global temperature more than a degree Celsius in 100 years. So even if you accept their nonsense about the climate change,
it doesn't fix the problem. Yeah.
But even it's worse than that, because we are doing this. We are restricting, we're sabotaging our own domestic energy production. And in the meantime, China is going full gun on coal and gas and the rest of it. And so they are laughing all the way to the bank. We're hurting ourselves. They're helping ourselves. And we know global warming, global climate change, if you believe it, it's a global phenomenon. It's not like a local pollution thing in Lake Erie, like when we debated in the 60s when I was in high school. It was about pollution. You can fix a river in the United States, that's okay. But climate change, the greenhouse effect, is definitionally global. Therefore, if we do something and the other countries don't, like China and India, we might as well not have done it. And so we know that we don't even ask them to do it until the 30s. Yeah. But they're never going to do it. Communism means lying. And so they lie, they say whatever they're going to do, but they don't even pretend. And so you have to assume that they are sabotaging the United States. Some people could say, well, they're not against the United States. How else do you explain
it? Yeah, no, there's no way to explain it other than that. We're speaking with David Limbaugh, and the book is called The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament. It is his latest treatise. We're going to get into it and what it was like to write it with his daughter when we come right back from this quick break. Stay with us.
If we don't have a base in the Black and Latino community, we can't branch out. You got to have a strategy, and that's at least my strategy. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives
Matter. From executive producer Larry Elder.
The first conscious act in organizing our people is to let them know who they are.
Comes the highly anticipated film from director Justin Malone.
If you think you're an American, you will fight to protect the interests of capitalist America.
An eye-opening expose on the demoralization of America.
If you know you ain't no American, you'll fight to destroy every aspect of American capitalism.
The rioting, burning, and looting began. And there's no police presence down here.
Watch the film that is waking people up. A cinematic page-turner. Mind-blowing. Excellent. Eye-opening. A masterpiece. A sequel that stands on its own. Uncle Tom, Part 2, An American Odyssey. Available on Salem Now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit TimTalksReverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One Free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. 2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Sloan Martin.
And I'm Mike Golic Jr.
And college football Saturday night is going to be kicking off the season in Gainesville, first game of the Billy Napier era for the Gators.
And they get to take on a Utah team that came out the end of 2021 red hot.
And we hope you'll join us, because Saturday nights are meant to be fun. Catch us right here Saturday at 7 on your home for college football Saturday night, powered by Learfield.
On AM 570 WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yet to come, we will speak with Dr. Gina Loudon. The unbelievable remarks by President Biden this week when he admitted that he had a relationship with a 12-year-old. Openly on an open microphone. It was the subject of my town hall column yesterday. Some people say, Kev, why would you write about something so tawdry? Nobody's written about it. And the thing is, the Biden's history as a family is littered with this stuff. And in recent years, they have used the FBI to come along and just clean it up for them. Every single time. Laptop left here, a diary left there, a cell phone left here, stuff that their people, their family, their persons have said. And yet they shush it all up, and the FBI comes and takes all the equipment away. Why is that? And are they going to do that with this blurb that went out globally on Friday? We'll get into that with Dr. Gina and others straight ahead. But we continue with David Limbaugh, my very good friend, someone who I have immense respect for, but also just have a personal affection for, as he's done such good things for myself and the industry of talk radio. He has really helped a lot of us that are able to speak common sense to you do it better because of his expertise in the legal arena. We're just grateful. David, this most recent book, you co-wrote with Kristen Limbaugh Bloom, your daughter, your oldest, your firstborn. The Resurrected Jesus is the title, The Church in the New Testament. Give us the elevator pitch. Why did you want to do this? You've written so many good books about church history and theology thus far. What was it about this topic that you felt like it's time to do it now?
Well, the last book, my Christian book, which I wrote, was Jesus is Risen. And it was about the book of Acts in the New Testament, the history of the early church, and the first seven of the Apostle Paul's, no, the first six of the Apostle Paul's epistles to the churches. This book, we're just continuing the march through the New Testament, covers the last six or seven books of Paul's. So, or letters or epistles, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
So they cover the prison epistles, which he wrote from house arrest in Rome, and the pastoral epistles, which he wrote to his colleagues and understudies, Timothy and Titus. The point is to go through the Bible itself, to go through the actual text and either just state the text verbatim or paraphrase it, then intersperse commentary, both from experts from the ancient days, like the early church fathers and the experts all the way through, and modern scholars, and then add our own insights and commentary. But this one adds another element, which is prayer. Kristen is a prayer warrior and spirit-filled, and she has a facility for prayer. So I asked her, in addition to helping me with the text, to write prayers, and then I would edit, and we'd go back and forth throughout the text so that the reader could interact directly with the content of Scripture and become closer to God in the process as they read the Bible and pray about it.
What a wonderful concept for a book. What was it like? Now, maybe Kristen has helped you with other research projects in the past, so maybe this wasn't that new, but what was it like to write a book and put her name on the cover?
It was new. Actually, she's written for Fox op-eds on Christian-themed topics, and she loves to write, and I think she's good at it. And as I say, she's learned a lot, especially way more than I ever knew at her age. In fact, I wasn't even a real believer at that age.
Hmm.
And I just thought, you know, as you mentioned before, I've been given so many advantages by friends, and especially my brother, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, you, others, where if I didn't have those contacts, I don't care if I'm talented or not, and I'm not saying I am, I don't know that I could have ever had my foot in the door to write columns or books, because it's a very difficult thing. You can be the best writer in the world, and a publisher won't want to take you if there's not some platform that will guarantee or at least predict good sales.
Right.
And so I've been so blessed that I wanted to help Kristen, give her a jump start into the area, because I know she's talented.
Yeah.
Give her a little opening and write this with her so she can see how I work and research and help her, mentor her along, and just jumpstart her book writing career if that's the way she wants to go. And it's just been so gratifying because we didn't have any problems. She was very pregnant. I know you're not supposed to use adjectives to describe pregnancy. You're either pregnant or not. But she just and so we worked through the whole thing. And the only time there it was difficult was when she had a 2-week period there where she was really, really pregnant. And so we had to wait a little while and then go on. But we were ahead of our deadline, so it didn't matter. But it was one of the most gratifying experiences of my life to be able to work with one of my kids.
Oh, that's nice. That is a really good story. All right, real quickly about the book. What was the thing about Paul's letters that you cover in this text that most impacted you in the researching, the writing, the thinking, the studying, the prepping for it? Give me one thing that really impacted David Limbaugh about what Paul wrote.
Well, like you, I've read the Bible a number of times and read these books a number of times, these epistles, and so I'm very familiar with Paul. But I think what really hit home this time, and as you know, every time you read the Bible, you get a new insight. God speaks to us, and we call it the living word, I think, because it can reach different people in different times, however they're situated. God's speaking to us directly and maybe differently each time we read the same unchangeable words. But I was taken by just how personal these struggles were that Paul experienced.
Hmm.
And we see that throughout the Bible. Bible writers tell their warts and all, which makes it more believable. They don't pretend to be some puritanical people who never sin. They tell us their difficulties. They tell us their struggles. They tell us when they get angry. And they tell us when, for example, Paul was upset because some of these churches that he had just planted in the Mediterranean basin, Mediterranean Sea, right by the Mediterranean Sea, were falling away from the true doctrine, the Christian doctrine. So he's writing these corrective letters saying, no, do not add anything to salvation by faith alone. It's not salvation by faith plus circumcision or plus adherence to Jewish rituals. It is salvation by faith alone, lest the finished work of Christ be insulted. Keep your eyes focused. You can do what you want as to rituals and circumcision, but don't you dare say that it's necessary for salvation. Hmm. Or that cuts through the heart of Christianity. So he wrote these letters to the different churches, and they end up being scripture. God, of course, superintended the whole thing. So these were God-breathed words through Paul that are now available, have been available to Christians throughout history, and they also instruct us as to Christian living.
But your personal highlight of the book was just seeing the human side of Paul and how deeply that struggle went.
Yes, and how deeply it went, how he overcame, and that's an inspiration to us. Paul, the foremost evangelist of Christian history, actually struggled. And he actually prayed to God and tells us to pray, just like Jesus prayed.
Yeah.
Well, if those guys, and if I say guys, if Jesus, the God-man, had to pray, if Paul, the foremost evangelists needed to pray. How much more do we need to pray? And so I just love that part of it, where it enables us to relate to these people as real people.
Well, I appreciate that, David. And my own pastor, we've been going through Acts for, I don't know, most of the year. And he just covered a portion of Paul yesterday. And just a reminder, God can turn the heart of somebody who wanted to kill his very children into someone who has become probably the most prolific evangelist and church planner of all time. And just the amazing miracle that grace and the gospel perform. Anyway, friends, I want you to get the book, The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament. David Limbaugh and Kristen Limbaugh Bloom co-authored this. It's going to be well worth your while. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 570, The Mission, called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air Thursdays at 9 p.m., so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across this great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, contact our office at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Because going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay, and my sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe I've gone this far into the show and not played this soundbite yet, but here it goes.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. You got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
All right, I let you hear the full, like, before he said it and after he said it, because I wanted you to have the context of exactly how weird that parenthesis was that Joe Biden pulled in Washington State on Friday.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. You got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
Yeah.
This woman helped me get an awful lot done.
I'm sure she did. Sounds like it. Anyway, Dr. Gina Loudon is a thrice-credentialed human behavioralist expert. She's also host of the Primetime with Dr. Gina broadcast on the Real America's Voice News Network. You can get RAV on your local Roku, Apple TV devices, also on your phones. Take it everywhere. It's called OTT, over-the-top television. It is the way of the future. Dr. Gina, that happened on Friday, and my feed on social media could not have been more stuffed full of it. And I'm not talking about from politicos. I'm talking about from average, you know, moms that go to the gym or we see at the yoga studio or wherever else that I've never had any political conversation with saying to me, what was that? I just wonder if that had been Donald Trump who had said those specific words in that kind of, hey, you got to come see me kind of voice, what the difference would have been in the reaction by the press.
Kevin, how is it that every Monday the stories outdo themselves? The absolute appalling irony gets even more unbelievable. If you
right.
made this up in a novel, it wouldn't sell because they'd say it was too out there. No president of the United States would ever make such a statement while they were busy trying to destroy another president that they've been witch hunting for half a decade now or more and can't find anything on him. So,
right.
So here we go. So this is Joe Biden admitting he is a pedophile.
And I kid you not, when I tell you non-political people that I never hear political opinions from, when they saw this, they recoiled in horror because they're like, what could that possibly, even if you tried to give someone the benefit of the doubt, and Dr. Gina, you're the human behavioralist here. There's body language. I'm sure you saw the actual video, but when he's talking, you know, just his normal speech, and then he spots her, and then he points at her, and it's not like a hey, how you doing? It's hey, you got to come see me, and you almost hear the kind of the edge of his voice hitting there. You know, it's like that's kind of creepy. I mean, that's even as creepy as when he then goes ahead and just says the ages of the people that were involved in whatever scenario he's painting. And Dr. Gina, beyond that, he's in a room full of leftist Democrats, and they all thought it was funny. They all thought it was hilarious. It was just something to just chuckle and guffaw at because crazy Uncle Joe's telling stories again.
If this had happened at a Trump rally, okay, the whole audience would have fallen dead silent. Some of them would have begun booing. That's what would have happened.
This is the real crux of where they're at, though, right? Because they think 12-year-olds should be able to have their healthy breasts removed and their genitals altered. They believe that 12-year-olds should be able to do this stuff without even notifying their parents. They believe that parents that are 12 years of age should be given the birth control pill and have access to abortion if the unforeseeable happens. And again, they don't think that parents should have anything to say about it. See, it doesn't register as a problem to these people that are around him, that are in this crowd, that all love him, because they all say that there's nothing wrong with this. They hate kids. They want to see kids destroyed. They don't care if it messes up their lives or not. This is just the way of the lust feeding the lust that has no end to the appetite. And at the end of the day,
They just don't care that the leader of the free world may be implying what obviously sounds like to the rest of the world that he is actually implying. I'll give you the final thought.
I mean, my final thought is, I've always thought that he was a pretty sick soul. He's been a horrible, truly deplorable politician who's made money at the public trough, not even to mention at the deficit of his own family, obviously, because Hunter is so screwed up. But now we have admitted, confessed pedophilia in a national audience with the Democrat Party laughing. This should be the biggest headline of all headlines yet, if we care anything about children. And it throws the book, honestly, Kevin, at this party that for a long time I thought they were conspiracy theories, saying, you know, that it was full of pedophiles. But at this point, I think that I don't have to make that case. You don't have to make that case. No conspiracy theorist has to. Joe Biden just made that case, and there's no argument.
Yeah, that's well said. All right, check her out tonight, 7 o'clock, Dr. Gina Primetime on Real America's Voice. Kevin McCullough coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. with Pastor David Hernquist of Van Nest Assembly of God in the Bronx. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We believe that God's word for 2022 is to simply preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus to every people group in the earth. As we pray for the nations to hear about Jesus, we believe for a global awakening to our Savior. We invite you to listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Van Nest Assembly of God is located at 755 Rhinelander Avenue in the Bronx, between Holland and Wallace Avenues. VanNestAssembly.com provides more information about the continuing education classes with Berean School of the Bible through Global University. These courses are designed to help fulfill your calling as a church leader, layperson, or for your personal enrichment. Tune in to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. VanNestAssembly.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with the 55th governor of the state of New York, David A. Patterson. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hello, friends. This is Jason Belletta from Be Alive, the Royal Jelly Company, and I have some great news for you. If you want to be uplifted over the weekends, you now can by tuning in to WMCA every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Be Uplifted Show with Jesus, Matt, and Lori, right here for you to listen to. Sponsored by Be Alive.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798 and promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, on Monday, we like to take a look at the monies. It's the Monies Mondays here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And you might be kind of gritting your teeth these days if you're just looking at the stock market. This is a lot of grinding and gnashing of teeth. But here to discuss is Scott Martin from HillaryKramer.com, one of her leading researchers. And, Scott, always a pleasure to speak with you. You also author the Trading Desk email, which people can get if they go to HillaryKramer.com. Just click on the Trading Desk link on the front page, and you can start having that to hit your inbox ASAP. Okay, today you're talking about two different things. You're talking about a challenge, and you're talking about an opportunity. Let's break down the challenge first. You said there's kind of four pieces to this.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on today, as always. I think the challenge that everyone on Wall Street is facing right now is you got four pieces of a bad pie. Inflation, it's obvious. Everyone's working hard just to get ahead, because your money's worth less and less every day.
Every day. The stuff that's sitting in the bank account is the savings accounts.
Yeah, just going to the store becomes a nightmare, and you need that to live.
Yeah.
So we don't see inflation really getting any better through Thanksgiving at the earliest, and probably through the holidays. Next year, maybe some bright side. In the meantime, you've got a slowing economy. That we all know that. We can feel it. It's getting colder out there. That's what the Fed wants. And I think that's what really scared the market last week. Jay Powell came out there and he said, yeah, we're looking for a housing correction. We actually want this thing to crash. We want people to be thrown out of work. That's what we want. And that's kind of a scary proposition, because if you're already working so hard just to stay where you are, suddenly you might get kicked off the bus. And that's bad for companies. You know, we saw FedEx warn. We're looking at Nike on Thursday. And if the companies aren't making money, they're going to lay people off. If they are making money, though, we go on as normal. Fed gets a soft landing, and maybe inflation goes down. Maybe interest rates go down, too, next year. So that's the challenge. And it's a headache for everybody, gnashing of teeth.
Well, and you said that that stagflation, that slowing of the economy, when combined with interest rate shock, that's the absolute worst combination of all of it.
It's tough medicine. You need tough medicine for a tough disease. That's what inflation is. But, you know, tough diseases, the treatments can feel so bad when you're taking them.
You say that with that challenge comes an opportunity. What are some of the things people should be thinking about?
Well, I think the first thing is, this is a gut check for your own personal money psychology. If you're conservative by nature, you want to keep money under the bed, keep that money under the bed for a couple of months. You're not going to lose it, which is great. You're going to have it available in an emergency, and you're probably not going to lose a lot of money. You're not going to give up a lot of gain, because there's no instant gratification on Wall Street right now. It's just not going to happen. But if you're looking toward the future, towards something brighter and bigger for the economy once we get through this, the recovery on the other end, start buying little stocks. They're cheap right now because they've been slaughtered. They're obscure, so Wall Street won't touch them. And they're probably going to be the big names that they're going to dominate the world 10, 15 years from now. But that means you need confidence and a long view, and that's in short supply right now.
You said that there are even some stocks that that you guys like in the midst of this, and it's not going to be any of the names we're used to hearing.
Yeah, I think some old economy names, that have just been beat up, but they're still running the world. You know, Taylor talks a lot about General Mills. We talk a lot about Ford, old economy companies that are not your Apples, not your Amazons. Amazon has basically crashed throughout the COVID era. They're now under where they were in 2019.
So I know that one of the things that you like to do when you come is to give us some tips on companies that you do like. I'm sure they're going to be kind of these more small companies that Hillary's been talking about lately. What's one or two you're looking at today?
Well, if you're looking for growth, we still love the Trading Desk, TTD. They do online ad sales. And you see companies like Facebook or Meta, however they want to be called, they're having a tough time with online ads. TTD is not. That company's kept up with Apple over the last 3 years. So throughout the pandemic, they've been great. And they've also kept up with the big health insurance companies, the big hospitals, UNH,
wow,
big companies like that. So it's actually defensive. You know, they're hanging out with the giants.
What else do you like?
We're looking at, in terms of your companies, we still really love Ford. And nobody's grabbing the knife there. People think it's going to go back down to $4. We don't think so. We think that the company's already restructured and they've split between the electric vehicles and the old school gas tanks. They can spin off that electric company any day and then suddenly, bang, they've got a Tesla right there. Spin that company off, that side of the company's worth $18 all on its own.
Well,
$12 right now, buy the stock.
Yeah, so not to be forgotten, they do the 4-point plus dividend. So you are making money on what is invested with them every quarter as well, which you don't get with every stock. And you told me last week, Scott, because I'm pretty into Ford. We've seen. You said Hillary likes them at any point under 30 at this point. She thinks they're a good buy. If you're picking them up at $12 today, that's more than a two-for-one.
More than a two-for-one, and that could happen a year from now, 2 years out from now, whenever they spin off the electric vehicles.
Do you think that price stays where it's hanging out now until the spinoff occurs, or do they if they register good strong sales from a good quarter, does it start kind of climbing back to the $15, $16, $18, $20 range?
Well, we would obviously love it to come back immediately, but we're thinking again with the Fed squashing everybody's party week after week, probably not this year. So
gotcha.
That one might need a little bit more patience. Cash some quarterly dividends while you're waiting.
Yep, that's always a good combo. All right, get the Trading Desk email. Not related to the Trading Desk stock that he just mentioned. It's a completely different thing. But go to HillaryKramer.com and get your free subscription to Trading Desk right now. Scott writes it, and he frequently makes an appearance on the Money Night with Hillary Kramer, which will take place tonight if you're in New York on AM 970 The Answer. If you're listening online, AM970TheAnswer.com. Anywhere else on demand, podcast-wise, on the Kevin McCullough Radio podcast page. Scott, I always appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You do the same. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought. Don't go away.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day buy one, get one free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person by phone or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right,
please?
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done.
And he just thought it was the funniest thing that he was implying that they had a relationship when she was 12 and he was 30. But you know what's interesting? Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know what's interesting is that if you think about it, the Biden family is just littered with this kind of stuff. I mean, and nobody cares about how it all started. Jill Biden was married to someone else when she met Joe for the first time. A few months later, when they started dating, she was still married to someone else. Nobody seemed to care about that. No one seemed to care about Hunter Biden bedding his deceased brother's wife shortly after his brother died. Nobody cared about that. There were formal accusations brought by a woman during the campaign of sexual misconduct of Joe Biden touching her. Nobody seemed to care about that. There are literally hundreds of images across the interwebs of Joe Biden touching, kissing, refusing to let go of, sniffing people. And they range in age from 12-year-old girls to Hillary Clinton. I mean, in whatever age she says she is. And yet in recent years, when some of this stuff has hit, there's been a difference because whether or not anybody else cared about it, all of a sudden Joe Biden cared about it. And so now he's been using the FBI to kind of clean up stuff behind him. Like when Hunter Biden's gun ended up in a dumpster put there by the deceased brother's widow, the FBI were called in. Not local law enforcement to deal with it. No, it was the FBI. And guess what? Nothing came of it. But it should have been a local gun case in the local village. When Hunter Biden's laptop was first unveiled, the FBI tried to bring a case against the laptop repairman against him for in some way trying to disseminate information when Hunter Biden had abandoned a laptop and left it there. And by the way, we know what was on that laptop because Rudy Giuliani and others got copies of the hard drive. And we know that there were crimes and sexual misconduct crimes, all kinds of stuff on that laptop. But again, the FBI came in and hushed it all up by the election and then only admitted to it being real like, 18 months later. And they did the same thing when they hacked his cloud a little bit later. PolitiFact, Reuters, other mainstream outlets, they've tried to run fact-check debunking of all this stuff. The problem is they haven't been able to. And as Dr. Gina mentioned earlier in the show, there was a diary that was left by Joe Biden's daughter at a place that she had abandoned it at. When someone found it, read it, realized what it was, tried to sell it to a news organization, the FBI came down and pressed charges against the woman that found it. But inside the pages of the diary, there was a claim that this person writing the diary had taken showers with her father that were inappropriate. The FBI said, well, we never said it was Ashley's diary. And Ashley said, I never said it was my diary. But in the court case where they brought the charges against the woman, it was identified as property of Ashley Biden. Friends, they can't hide this one. He said it on an open microphone. The question is, what will be done about it? I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.